Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G. We are back and moving from the previous topic, which was about the support and help we can give into the townships and Mandela Day, etc. I want to go to a very important discussion and interesting conference, educational learning that is happening, educational seminar that's happening now in Israel, starting tomorrow, with quite a few leaders from our South African community joining. And we're going to go and understand a bit more about that and where that meets us and takes us into our day-to-day life and where we need to address that. Let's introduce our groups that are guests today and our leaders that are at that seminar, I'd say, the Living the Learning. Firstly, good afternoon to Corinne. You are a director, operations and industrial design manager for the Jewish Interactive Group. Is that correct?
I'm the CPO for Jewish Interactive.
Okay, so tell us a bit about you. Let's just get to know you quickly and then about your role in the organization.
Well, Jewish Interactive, I am responsible for developing the portal that we have, Jigsy, as well as educational material that we house on Jigsy, and which has to do with Hebrew, Jewish, Israel education.
Okay. And good afternoon to Bev Schneider. You are the National Director at JNF South Africa.
Good afternoon, and hello to all your listeners.
Okay, hello, Bev. Just introduce yourself for a moment so we get to know you, for those of you who haven't heard you on the show or before.
So I'm the director of the Jewish National Fund, and the Jewish National Fund is an organization that was founded in 1902, and Kakal helped establish the State of Israel by acquiring and developing land. Today, it focuses more on sustainable development, environmental conservation, and community education. And more recently, unfortunately, with the war, there's a big focus on rebuilding Israeli society and assisting in that field as well. But the seminar that is taking place this week is an educational seminar. And we're very excited to have 40 educators join us on this wonderful mission.
Okay, so let's just get to know the other people on the group, on the mission, and the educators, and then we'll go more into details about this amazing trip. Good afternoon to you, Nick. You are the coding and robotics teacher at King David Schools.
Hey, Rabbi. Yes. So, I'm the coding and robotics teacher at King David Sandton and also part of this amazing journey with the JNF.
Okay. Is this your first time in Israel?
Yes, my very first time in Israel, and it's absolutely amazing.
I was going to ask, but I could see your smile, and I know I don't need to ask. The listeners could just know that Israel's treating you amazingly. Well, and good afternoon to Arnaldo Mendel, who is the Director of Operations at South African Board of Jewish Education.
At the King David Sandton School.
And the King David's. Okay, good afternoon. So a bit about you and about your role.
Well, I've been at King David for quite a few years. I'm finishing my 37th year at King David Sandton. And again, I think it's a great opportunity to meet all the educators from different schools belong to the Jewish Board or the Jewish Education, and a good opportunity as well to meet all the other educators coming from all over the world. It's quite a few countries coming to that trip, and we're all going to meet together, and we're looking forward to learn as much as you can and experience Israel as much as you can.
Okay, amazing. So let's go back to Bev. I stopped you in the middle. Bev, a bit about the journey itself, the seminar, the project.
Okay, so it is the seminar happens usually in July of every year, but sometimes we also run a program in January. And it's a sponsored trip by the Diaspora Zionist Education Department of Kakal. And they run the most wonderful seminars. We've sent quite a large number of educators already on previous trips. This year it's an international one. There are educator groups coming from Argentina, Mexico, Venezuela, Chile, Peru, Costa Rica, Brazil, Colombia, Bulgaria, Greece, Hungary, Romania, Croatia, Poland, North Macedonia, Italy, Serbia, Russia, France, and the States, and of course South Africa. And we have one of the largest groups participating. And they are so happy with us, and they are just overjoyed that there's such a big group coming from South Africa. Because unfortunately, because of the war, some participants cancelled, but the South Africans have been steadfast and have not even wavered in their commitment to joining the seminar.
Amazing. Corinne, your work a lot is adding programs and plans and you know, educational material online. And I'm wondering the effects of having a convention in person and meeting other educators and being, I don't want to say in a classroom, but being in that space of meeting physically all the people. How does that affect the online space and where does that come into play? And more so, where are we compared to other places in the world? How advanced are we with usage of online? Because I would tend to think that we've taken a big step forward in the past few years, but I'd love to hear from you, from what you're seeing there. Though, unfortunately, we do need to take a short break. So when we come back, we'll start with that question. We will be back very shortly.
Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back, and we are in the middle of a fascinating discussion. We actually kind of just started about the big convention happening in Israel for educators all over the world that is led by, not led, but there's a big group of leaders from South Africa who have joined, and one of them is Corinne, who is representing the Jewish Interactive Academic Programs, I guess, the Hebrew, the programs, the et cetera. And right before the break, I asked you about what you're finding and where are we as a community with our online schooling when it comes to that area of academics.
So I'm really excited to be part of the seminar and to meet South African teachers as well as teachers from all over the world and be able to talk to them and see what sort of material they want us to develop. And out of the material that we have developed, what should we do better? What should we do less of? And I think that meeting these teachers face-to-face will really give us a wonderful insight into what's needed. Our main target is young children up to age about 12. So all our material is for that that age group. Just this morning, I was talking to Bev and finding out about the programs that they have for anti-Semitism, for children to cope with anti-Semitism. And I said, like, that's one of the things that I'd really like to develop on our platform. You ask about whether we're ahead with the computer platforms in South Africa. The platform Jixi is being used in schools in 71 different countries all over the world. So, yeah. And we're very excited
definitely.
That our products are being used in South Africa, but also throughout the world.
Amazing. So before I move over to Nick, I want to comment on one thing you said and ask you, Bev, is there a need for development for programs for kids about anti-Semitism?
Definitely. Yeah. Go ahead, Bev.
No, I was just going to say that Kakal JNF have a whole, a vast, vast, vast array of resources that are available to schools and to educators. The anti-Semitism kit is one of many. And there's just so much thought and effort that's gone into developing these kits. And part of the seminar is exploring the different resources and how to use them in the classrooms and how to apply them to different age groups as well, because they can be used from nursery school right through to university students.
Okay. Okay, so from there to practical and technical stuff, Nick, on your side, I saw a headline yesterday that 40% of the American market of investment in high tech came from Israel in the past year, which is an insane number of investment and percentage. Are you feeling it there?
No, it's just like, I think here what I've noticed being here, it's like, it is a whole complete new world because of, like, this is my first time being outside of the country, actually, not just in Israel, but it is a different, like, the technology you can actually see, it's so advanced. And just to be able to bring back some of the things, some of the expertise that we can bring into our schools, into South Africa, would be quite amazing. But it is very advanced here that I've noticed.
So what are you going to bring back to the schools from what you're seeing now?
So mainly, my main thing, besides the tech, I've been so like from the beginning since I started with King David, I've been welcomed by this Jewish community, and it's just been amazing. Also seeing that over here in South Africa, like here in Israel as well, and just learning about the culture, learning about the people, it is just something that I feel personally in my communities where I come from back home, that, you know what, we've got this narrative that is shared in our communities, and just being able to absorb and to experience this and actually to teach our people back home, like, hey, this is actually not what we're reading about in South Africa, what we're seeing on our TVs. This is we need leaders to come in and to go and teach people in our communities what we experience here mostly. But as well, the things that I would take from here and I would bring into my classroom as well, besides the cultural experiences, but how to incorporate that all with tech and how to teach basic coding concepts using some of these daily experiences, how we relate it back to these daily things that we experience and see here in Tel Aviv and in Israel.
Amazing. So I'll go to Armando from here. When we talk about even the title, Living the Learning, which is a whole new concept of actually having that completely integrated in what you're doing, what are your takes from the beginning? You're still at the beginning into your Santon classroom.
Well, being Jewish, I always experience all the part of Israel, the love of Israel. But I think once you come here and you actually experience yourself, you can bring all that love into the children. You should be able to inculcate a lot more love up to Israel and seeing all the places that you've seen today. And we're going to be seeing, experience the hostage square, all that. I think you will be able to bring a lot more of love to Israel into the children and make them wanted to come to Israel to make Aliyah, maybe to just use the Judaism much stronger, just to improve in through the classrooms, to the love to Israel.
Amazing. Bev, when we look, when you hear the people in the delegation and, you know, the work that the JNF has put into this, what are your goals that you would like to see that is changing and improving in South Africa from this convention, or the actual benefits?
So there are huge benefits. There is obviously the integration of learning into the classroom. Also promoting Zionism, as Arnaldo said, you know, love of Israel. And added to that, the environmental message as well. The trip is not only workshops. We're going to be touring from north to south. We're going to be going on jeep rides on the Golan Heights. We're going to be going to the south of Israel, to Jerusalem, all over. And I think it's very important that the participants are able to experience Israel. And as Nick said, to share those experiences with their communities, especially in South Africa, where the media is so biased against Israel, that to hear a firsthand different narrative is just so important.
So Before we take another break, I'm just going to ask a general question, and whoever wants to take this one, take this one. My personal experience from walking the streets of Israel was that you don't meet, you barely meet victim mentality. You see people that are just fighting forward to make the things work, to make the technology work, to make the place a safer and more comfortable place, and not sit there and say, well, everybody wants to attack us and hurt us, etc. It's a very optimistic vibe. Is that something that any of you are identifying and something that we can implement within our community and within our system? Who wants to take this one? You could tell me I'm wrong. That's fine. Corinne.
Yesterday we were playing with the children in my daughter's neighborhood, and it was amazing, the resilience, you know, and the children, all they could talk about was how much fun it was in the bomb shelters. And like, for me, that was quite scary because everyone made it such
you were jealous.
Such a good experience for the children that they didn't realize how much danger they were in. And I think that the resilience and the attitude, and it's just incredible to think that just 2 weeks ago everyone was being attacked by missiles, and you don't really feel it. I haven't yet. Maybe other people.
You won't. Please, God. We do need to take a short break. When we come back, we'll start heading towards the end of this show. A short break. We'll be right back.
Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
We are back, and we're actually heading really towards wrapping up this show. And I just have to ask our guest, because we barely got time to speak. And I'm going to ask each of you and try answer it within 30 seconds about what is the one thing you wish and hope that we will have and we will invest in for a better future for our South African community. And you could use what reference that you're seeing now and learning from, but what is that wish for the future of the South African community? I'll start with you, Orlando.
Our community in South Africa is already very united and very pro-Israel and thinking about Israel and rally for Israel all the time. I'd like to see if it's possible to do even more, to be a community that even more strong towards Israel, with a lot of Zionism coming them to live in Israel, a lot of Aliyot, just having the children loving even more Israel than what they've been taught and what they love Israel already.
Amazing.
Because it's a fantastic country. When you hear and you experience, you can see what is all about.
What is happening? Amazing. Thank God. Please, God, that will happen. Nick?
You know what? Most of the, as well, what I've noticed with my kids, especially those who've traveled and they've came here and experienced being here, I mean, the inclusivity in this place, that when you hear silly comments like apartheid state, it doesn't make sense because it's so welcoming, and it's just amazing how accommodating and how loving the Israelis are, and just seeing it spread more in our communities back home would be such a wonderful thing. Already we do have some amazing outreach and some amazing programs where our kids actually give back to the outer community, but just more growth on that would be something that I would love to see.
Amazing. Is it Corinne?
I think, as Arnold said, the Jewish community is so pro-Zionist and wonderful. And if we could equip our children to be able to cope with so many of the accusations that the Jews are being accused of, and to give them that knowledge to be able to deal with what they are being faced with, I think that would be an amazing advantage to come out of this week
and journey. Please, God. And Bev.
Well, I'd like to thank our local Jewish community. Every time there's been a crisis and the JNF has launched an appeal, the response has been overwhelming. I mean, just in the 12-day war with Iran, we managed to raise enough money to renovate over 30 bomb shelters, which is phenomenal. And
wow.
It was far in excess of what we expected. So it just shows the commitment of the of our community to Israel and to the people of Israel. And just within our own community, I'd love to see continued cohesion and unity, and everybody working together and just for the same goal.
That couldn't be better. A better wish, and I agree and join you on that wish 100%. I think the concept of taking leaders and people that are good at their job and know what they're doing and take them to living the learning, and the concept of growing more and further and achieving more knowledge is amazing and needed. So thank you so much for what you do for the community. Thank you for being with us today, all of you, and enjoy your Israeli summer experience now. In the meantime, I'll just say thank you to our listeners for being with us week after week. Thank you, Craig, for managing this show perfectly. Thank you, Sena, for putting this interview in place. And thank you, and I will see you again next week with a new topic, new guest, new discussion. In the meantime, enjoy your holiday and stay safe.